It's a strange thing because it's like there've been concerns of an escalation since, or I'd say, Saturday morning, and then that was made worse by the fact a young teenager was kidnapped up near the Golan Heights, I believe it was, and they found his body well, Saturday morning. So that was sort of, another thing to throw into the mix. But when it sort of the rumbling started getting louder and louder, a few edicts came out saying, people need to stay near bomb shelters. And the hotel I'm actually staying in has got a bomb shelter in the basement. So that was that covered off. The bars, I mean, I've never been here before, but what I was told, the bars weren't any quieter. But again, people were sort of keeping one eye on the news. And then when it all kicked off, my friend I was with, she basically went home because she didn't feel safe and she didn't want to be caught on a bus if the sirens went off. And I was told just to keep an eye out for any announcements or anything. The hotel I'm actually staying at, I think, is a bit of an IDF base because there was 20 IDF soldiers outside. And I was just talking to them and they were saying, look, if anything does happen, you'll know about it. And then I think about 3 o'clock in the morning, jets started going over because I think they were going off to intercept drones. This isn't me sounding bullish or anything, but obviously there's a bit of a concern, but I wasn't overly worried. But obviously I did phone up some of my nearest and dearest in the Isle of Man just to keep them advised. But the main thing now is getting conflicting reports. I was meant to be flying home, about leaving Tel Aviv this afternoon at 5 o'clock. Depending which LL website you look at, it's on, it's scheduled, the status is okay, or it's cancelled. So I think either way, I'm going to have to go to the airport and see what's happening. So worst case scenario is I'm going to be stuck in Tel Aviv for a couple of days. Best case, I'll be back on the rock sometime on Monday. But overall, the people here, they've been living in a de facto war for months, if not years. They're used to it. It's quite an interesting sight to see 19, 20-year-old people walking around in uniform with machine guns strapped to the hip in public. And I saw one of the strangest sights ever yesterday. I was in the swimming pool in the hotel, and a young girl came out in a bikini wearing a machine gun. But everyone's used to it, and it's just a case of in times of war, just do what the government tell you to do.
And so it's all now you trying to get home then, Adrian. What's your next step this morning?
Next step this morning is check the websites, and if there's still conflicting interest, sorry, conflicting information, I'll just make my way to the airport anyway. And I'll either be greeted with throngs of people trying to get away, or a normally busy airport for a Sunday, or it will be dead. So it's one of those three things. And then, as safe needs be, it's be a case of coming back and try and get back into a hotel, and then checking the clauses on my travel insurance.
And for now, then, Adrian, I take it the rumblings have stopped. There seems to be no more missiles in the air at this time.
No, nothing whatsoever. I was talking to some people, especially the IDF people, and they were saying as soon as they get the nod, the Iron Dome goes up. So you've got the Iron Dome, you've got the Israeli Air Force, and then obviously you had apparently the American, the British, and the French Air Force were involved as well, shooting down the drones. But they were targeting primarily southern Israel around the Gaza Strip.
And in terms of, you said you'd never been to Tel Aviv before. How come you find yourself there at this time?
Visiting a friend who I happen to meet, who's Israeli, who I happen to meet in the Isle of Man. I know there's a lot of anti-Israel rhetoric going on at the moment, especially even in the Isle of Man. But honestly, it's like you come here, you speak to the people, and it's an eye opener. And honestly, you would not think going around Tel Aviv that you're in a country that's, as I say, been in a de facto war for quite a while. It's amazing. But to actually speak to the people about everything, it really is an eye opener, as opposed to just saying, I read it in the paper, therefore it's correct.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.